The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Wednesday the 10th, 2026, June the 10th, 7:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda and I are here
with Ben.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
We have a national day there, buddy.
Yeah, it's National Iced Tea Day.
Okay.
Yeah. Like iced tea.
Wait a minute. Sweet? I mean, in the South, it would be you want tea and it'd be sweet or not, right?
Yeah, they never used to ask. It was just sweet tea.
Oh.
But now, since all those Northerners come down there, they ask, you want sweet or unsweet, honey?
So whether you liked it or not, in the South, there was a time you just had sweet tea.
That's all they had.
So they put sugar in it.
Well, I hope so.
Well, what else would they put in it? All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's National Frosted Cookie Day.
Oh.
Okay.
And it's National Egg Roll Day.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Now,
hey, I could have egg rolls with some sweet iced tea.
And some and a cookie?
And a cookie
frosted
afterwards.
Cookie.
No, that would just, those right there would would raise your sugar level to the point that you go into a coma.
And it's National Black Cow Day.
Black, okay. Wait a minute, Black Cow being?
A.K.A. Root Beer Float Day.
Also known as Root Beer Float Day. Called a black cow.
Wait, I don't even get that one.
It says it's National Black Cow Day. I had to look it up, but it celebrates the ice cream float beverage, also known as a root beer float.
Huh.
Where is the association, please? Please. I just want to know what the association is between a black cow.
I don't know.
And it's a root beer float.
It's because the root beer and the vanilla ice cream is called a black cow. Moving along as we lean a brief history about a black cow and hopefully enjoy a black cow.
Okay.
So you learn something new every day.
Everything you listen right here on talk radio, you're going to be amazed at what you learn.
Okay. Moving right along.
All right. We have an excessive heat warning, by the way. It's currently 67, so it's very pleasant outside. Today will be a high of 96. It's not about,
It's the coolest day of the week
now. Tomorrow
from
we're
going on. So enjoy your 96 today.
So tomorrow when you're out at the golf tournament, special golf tournament.
Special Olympics.
100 degrees tomorrow. Friday's calling for 102 and Saturday 102. Sunday 104, Monday 106, and then we go into that, you know, the triple digits. So I was telling Carl we gotta put our shades up, you know. I don't have curtains on my back window, on our back window. So I have those, you know, bamboo shades. And you may call it hickey or you can call it whatever, but they really
we
do.
We call it keeping the heat
just,
out of the
I
house.
I just take, I don't like window coverings. I want to have as much light and beauty as I can. So, you know, we have the pull down shades in all of the front of the house, but in the back we just, no window coverings. So we have, we put up those great big bamboo, shades over the big windows around this time and it really does help propel because we get a lot of sun that comes in our house. So I said it's time to put up the shades. Gotta get the ladder out or else get some youngins over here to get the ladder, get up there.
Got the ladder.
Yeah, but so anyway, that's what it is. Today it's going to be at just about 93, so it is the last beautiful day. It's going to be beautiful, clear skies. There's no rain in the forecast. I know there was some time back thinking that we may have rain, but no, we're good. And we could have gusts tonight up to 30 miles per hour. They're calling that we could have high winds, and as well as tomorrow, 32 miles per hour. Could have gusts up to 32 tomorrow. So other than that, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. This would be a great time, if you haven't gone yet, to go to Glowing Wild on these particular nights. A beautiful friend that came from out of town. So there were four of us last night. We went to dinner at Cafe Paradiso, which was delicious, by the way. Haven't been there for dinner. I don't know if I've ever been for dinner. I've always been for lunch. And it was just really quality, beautiful food, great service. Anyway, so Two of the gals last night are heading over to Garden of Lights after dinner.
Going Wild.
Going Wild. I always call it Garden of Lights. That's how it was established. But, yeah, the Going Wild. And I said, well, it's perfect that it was around 8 o'clock because that's when you want to probably, you want to start entering the park when it's dark. 8 o'clock isn't dark, but it's a beautiful presentation. And so you can go to glowingwild.org and check it out. And we've got a couple tickets we're giving away this morning. So, you know, right here at the top of the morning, if you'd like to have two anytime tickets, you just have to make sure of when they're open. And I think there's a few blackout dates on these tickets.
Yeah, and it's printed on the tickets. And those were all in May. So they are, and it's going to close on June 28th.
Okay.
So you got like 18 days, but here we have two tickets to go to Glowing Wild.
I want to go
good
again
for any of those days.
Yeah, it might be fun to go this weekend when it's, you know, a hot, but when it cools down on that river, it'll be beautiful. So anyway, give us a call here, 605-4567, if you would like to have two tickets to Glowing Wild. Enjoy this beautiful presentation.
Did you say who? The weather report was brought to you by?
I did not. Thank you. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather each and every time we read it. Our friends out in Anderson, the Kenny family, a three generations strong, always giving you senior and veteran discounts. They are a veteran-owned company, by the way, and we appreciate them. 365-3793. Got a call coming in. I'm sure we'll mention your name here for you winning the tickets of Glowing Wild.
You know, speaking of the heat, the heat wave here is going to also cause fire danger. So and with wind gusts today up to 30 miles per hour, that makes it even more susceptible. The extreme heat is arriving really now. And the red flag conditions prompted the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection to take immediate precautions to North State residents. It's going to be the highest fire threat be along and west of the Interstate 5 corridor. Dry vegetation, strong winds, and low humidity, a small spark can rapidly become a wildfire. We're asking everybody to be vigilant and take steps now to reduce danger. So don't go out and park your car in tall, dry grass. Don't go out and cut your grass in the middle of the day. Don't go out and do target shooting. That started one fire over in Texas Springs area because ricochets can cause sparks. If you're towing anything, ensure your chains are not dragging on the road. And there's, you know, you just have to twist the chains
a couple
of times.
You need to check those regularly.
Yeah, you can just twist the chains, make sure they're off the road. Unfortunately, the big the car fire started when they had a flat on a trailer, and the guy noticed it, got off the road right away, but the sparks from that started the fire, and we can discuss all day, but if they had done something about it right then, the car fire would have been an acre. But all of these things, just be aware of all of these things that are going on, with especially these high wind gusts. They're turning PG&E has already given out wind warnings that they're turning off power in, I think, Tehama County and another county in certain areas, too. So it's here. The fire season's here, so we've got to be smart. And next week, we're bringing in a new business here in town that can help save your home. It's the idea is brilliant, and a local guy has come up with it. He and I sat down and talked about it for like 30 minutes the other day. Now it's he has another business in town that is also going gangbusters. But this one right here could make the difference between your house burning or not burning. But we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about that next Tuesday, I believe. But we'll have that up. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
And good morning and welcome on this Wednesday edition here on KCNR. How are you today? This morning I've been thinking about you in this heat. We want to make sure that you guys are hydrated and you're going to take care of what's going to be happening here.
Are you telling other people to hydrate now?
Yeah, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. And as we go, sometimes this stuff crawls up on you. You know, it's kind of like when I was out on the range with you that one time. Three other women, they didn't have it. I got heat exhaustion.
Yeah, you had a heat exhaustion.
And I never experienced that before. So now, once that happens, you know, once you get zapped like that, and Pat Hart just had that happen, and I'd be glad to say it out loud because he said, once that happens, and I would really like to talk to a doctor about this because now you're prone, like your body is prone to, you know, this. And I mean, I've lived, you know, I'm a California outside girl. So that was really strange because I was sweating profusely. I couldn't cool off. And I don't know.
It made you go sit in an air conditioned car and give you water. You came off the range.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, came off the range.
Yeah. Hey, the election ballots, 54,000 ballots have been processed. as of 4:35 yesterday, with only 1,423 ballots remaining to be counted. Some of the outcomes seem pretty clear. And though the election results won't be official until the vote is certified, Francesca is ahead of Curtis, 58% of the votes. In District 1, Reznor's lead remains strong. She has 54.5% of the votes, 54.46. And she's more than 1,600 votes ahead of Supervisor Kevin Cry. The 5th District's close. It looks like it's going to go to a runoff between Mike Gallagher and current Supervisor Chris Kellstrom. And Measure B is firmly poised to pass at 55%. And the current number of ballots so far show voter turnout at about 46%, which is sad.
Mm.
I mean, 46% of people voted. It's a primary race, and those are usually lower. However, 46%?
Mm.
It must have been really hard for the other, 54% to get into their cars or walk down the street, or to take the ballot that's mailed to them and fill it out and mail it. It's too hard for 54% of the people. You know, all of the, God bless the 46% that voted. The 54%, what's going on here? Come on. You can, it's so easy. It's a right. It's a right that 1.3 million people have died for the, you know, Bill of Rights, that Constitution. All you had to do was open up this, whether you agree with it or not, it's until things change, it's, you know, you open up, hell, 70% of Shasta County has voted by mail for decades. So, what happened? It's just you weren't interested? Did you think, I'm very meh about this election? But there were some, interesting races going on. It also looks like it's going to be Becerra and Hilton running for governor. So there. So Tom Steyer, $500 million that you spent on this. And $200 million of it was your own money.
So tell everybody again who's running for governor.
Well, it's going to be Becerra and Hilton now.
Becerra.
Actually, they're going to have a Democrat and a Republican running. Spencer Pratt down in L.A., who made a run at it, finished third behind Karen Bass, who watched. I call her Karen Nero Bass because she kind of like was fiddling while L.A. burned. But her opponent is on the city council, who is a Democrat socialist like Mondami in New York. You know what? L.A., elect a socialist. I think it's a great idea for down there. You know, it's just every time when you do that, it just things that happen just keep driving people away. You can't rent a truck to get out of California. And when they come into California, they give them a 20 minute turnaround where they clean them, gas them, make sure the tires are good, and it goes out to the next person. They cannot keep them on the lots.
Mm.
And, in fact, if you're bringing a U-Haul, into California, you should be out. They should pay you. Here, you're going to California? Here, take the big truck. We won't charge you for it. Take it to California. Because then in California, as we do here, they just jack up the rates. I can't prove that. But they probably jack up the rates because there's no trucks. You want a truck? Here. Why do you want the truck? I'm leaving! Why are you leaving? It's California! Most beautiful state in the nation. Nicest people you've ever going to meet. All these natural things are going on. Not that you can afford to get there because our gas taxes are so high that you can't afford to even drive there. You know, it's sad when I have a Kleenex box in my truck and when I go to the gas station, you know, you hit Costco or one of the others, I walk from car to car and hand out Kleenexes because there's a lot of tears. Oh, there's tears, especially the pickup car. You know, the guys that are driving diesels, they're like.
I know. It's like the other day, I mean, I'm sure it's more expensive now, but the other day I was getting gas at Costco, and I looked over and I saw that this diesel truck next to me was $140.
Oh, he must have had a half a tank when he rolled in.
I was like, okay.
Somebody wants to talk to us?
All right.
Okay.
And by the way, Bonnie, you won those two tickets, so I'll put them on the front desk. Yeah,
good for you, Bonnie. Okay, whoever's on the line, because he didn't tell us, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
A comment about the U-Haul trucks and U-Haul truck rentals.
Okay.
All right.
Am I exaggerating?
Not at all. You're not even close.
Go on.
My brother has a U-Haul dealership down in Southern California.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you want to rent a truck from his yard to Phoenix, and this is the largest truck,
right?
It's $3,600.
Oh, okay.
But if you rent the truck to Phoenix and bring it back, it's $360.
I know it.
How hard it is to get trucks in California. And U-Haul, they have smaller, you know, small buses. They'll load it up with people. If you've got a good driver's license and a good driver's record,
yeah,
they'll take you to Arizona and pay you to drive trucks back to you, to California.
Is that right?
That's how hard they're, that's how many people are leaving Southern California.
Wow. So they will actually take people over a day's drive or a half day's drive, take them over there. They all pick up a truck and they drive them back.
Bring them back to California.
Because it's so well worth it.
Yeah, because, yeah, there's no trucks in California. Not in Southern California. There's just no trucks to rent. And they got people wanting to do business.
Has he ever seen it like this before?
Yeah, when the housing boom was going.
Oh, okay.
Equity refugees, you know, selling off $9 homes in California and moving and buying mansions and other southern
states. Yeah. Okay.
But
wow.
This is just crazy.
$3,600 outbound, $360 inbound.
No. If you rent the truck in California, say you're moving to Phoenix.
Yeah.
If you go one way, it's $3,600.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But if you turn around and bring the truck back and pick up your car,
it's
$360.
Oh, I got it. So if you're just going one way, it's $3,600. But if you're going, but if it's a round trip, it's $360.
Yeah, if you bring it back.
If you bring it back. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just, and then from Phoenix over here, if you were just going one way, it was $360.
No, so they'll charge you $360 to take your truck to Phoenix if you bring it back.
Okay. Well, it's almost worth it.
Exactly. If you can get a truck.
If you can get a truck. Does he have, like, waiting list?
They're waiting in the driveway when a truck comes in. He had two trucks come in, I think it was Sunday afternoon. There were people waiting outside for the trucks because they wanted those two trucks because they were going to Missouri.
Okay, so that's that 20-minute turnaround where they check the tires, fill it up with gas, you know, blow out all the dirt, and just give it to them.
Yep.
The seat is still warm.
Actually, yeah, the fart smell isn't out of the truck yet.
Oh, man, that's not, oh, wow, they must have traveled with the dog.
Oh, no.
I don't care. Give me the truck.
Exactly right.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
You bet. See? What did I say? Did I exaggerate or what?
No.
You did not
exaggerate.
You did not exaggerate.
Man.
I mean, you know, the Kleenex, I may have exaggerated a little bit there. But, you know, you said he had $140 to fill up his truck. No. That truck had probably at least a quarter of a tank
could
in
have been,
it.
It could have been like, maybe that was a few months ago. Maybe it was three or four. It was right when we first started to get Costco gas and make that like, that's where we're going to start.
We do that.
Got our card.
We do that because
we get
points
and
all that kind of stuff.
So I think
we
started to get smart to try to do that. Maybe that was some time ago, but I remember that's when gas prices aren't what they are now.
Well,
but that's when they really
went down a little bit in the last week. Now,
you mean like it's under five now?
Okay. A little bit of sad news. Let me see where I found that at. Okay. Crown Camera.
Right, yeah, here in the corner.
That was here for a long time, and they moved. Teresa Wood, who previously managed the photography department, who knew Crown Cameras in downtown Reading, now she has Teresa's Photo Services on Pacelli Lane. And she says that it looks like they're going to have to close down by December if they don't get more business, because she believes the decline is driven by ongoing economic concerns and shift away from physical media. And they're the only camera within only business within 100 miles that still develops film and photographic negatives. Nearest alternatives are in Humboldt County or Sacramento. So, yeah, it's, you know, here's an example of technology has caught up because, you know, everybody used to have the film cameras. And then when that digital came out, Kodak, I'm going to say Kodak and others, they should have just gone full blown into that, but they didn't. And, so now everything's digital and, you know, I can see people taking old photos. Here's, you know, and I think there's businesses do that. Take all your old photos out of your old
right.
albums
mm-hmm.
and digitize them.
Right.
And so that when that you have them and you can share them a lot easier. You know, like to my daughter, my mom made an album for me when I was, I don't know, 25 or 30 or something. I don't know when. But, you know, baby pictures and, you know, graduation pictures and all that was in it. So if my daughter wants it, you know, she can have that album.
Right.
But if you digitize it, there's something, though, about an album. Going through an album
uh-huh.
that, you know, that going through your...
Faded memories.
Well, I'm just... well, that...
That's what happens. Well, I'm okay. with you. No, because no, especially
you know
Polaroids.
I mean,
when I was with some famous people in the past, there were like quickie, some of those Polaroids and some of the things, and you cut out and you stick them on a whatever. Those are gone.
Yeah.
I can't ever get those back.
Well,
they're faded and they're gone.
Well, you had a flood, too, at your house.
Yeah.
That floated your Volkswagen
well,
down to Sacramento.
Floods, one in Sacramento.
Yeah, but the one in Sacramento, you probably lost photos on that one. So
yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm looking at the cheapest gas right now that I'm seeing online, and that's on Lexi Exit app. is $5.14. And that's at Costco. The rest go to 539. There's 521 at Sure Stop and Gas on Market Street, but that's it.
The one I'm buying gas.
Oh, no, gas for less, 516.
516,
okay,
that's close. You know, they've always had the cheapest gas, but here's what they do.
40
they charge cents. They charge you 40 cents for using a card, mm-hmm. which essentially adds another penny per gallon.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Nation's Finest.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
All gave some gave all.
Oh, yeah. Good morning and welcome to our beautiful Wednesday morning here. We're going to have around 96 degrees. We have a heat advisory, red flag warning. We could have some gusts today up to 25 tonight. Looks like we could have gusts up to about 30 miles per hour with our overnight lows of 66. Now, tomorrow, as we go into Thursday throughout the weekend, we're in the triple digits up into like 104 on Friday and Saturday.
Fire danger, be aware. Hey, on the 21st of June.
Father's Day.
Father's Day is the 37th annual Aviation Day out of Benton Field Airport. And if you want to have breakfast there, it's $10, but it's eggs, sausage, coffee, juice.
You can
all of that.
You can sign up and take a flight.
You can go out on airplane flights.
And I think a helicopter.
Helicopter flights. You can fly the flight simulator. Modern and vintage airplanes on display. Experimental warbirds and California Highway Patrol aircraft. Now, this is free to go see. Just go out there and wander around. Like I said, if you want to have breakfast, that goes from 7 to 11. And this goes, the 37th Aviation Day, Father's Day tradition, goes from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., sponsored by Chapter 157 of the Experimental Aircraft Association. Okay, this is for another discussion, but experimental aircraft isn't exactly what it sounds like. I don't know if, hey, would you like to ride in my experimental aircraft? No. No, I don't want to ride in. I don't even like looking at it. But see, experimental aircraft, there's all types of aircraft that fall under this. And people fly these things everywhere, thousands and thousands of miles. Not with me in them. We're here with Ed Geisler, who is the supervisor of all the supervising case manager out there at, Nation's Finest. Thanks.
Right. Nation's Finest, right here.
I reverted back to your old name there for a minute.
Yeah.
Good morning, eh?
Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Tell people what Nation's Finest is.
Nation's Finest is an organization, that nonprofit organization, that houses homeless veterans and helps veterans maintain their housing. So okay. With their rent and things of that nature, we can assist.
All right. Things like electric bills.
Yeah. Yep. All kinds.
Getting in, because sometimes they want money up front to get in.
Deposit, rent.
Even though they can handle the rent, they can, but that first initial one.
That's correct.
A lot of times,
yes. We pay a lot of deposits and a lot of rents and get them stabilized is what we're
about. Get them
about,
stabilized. Sure. Well, I would encourage anybody, for all that are listening today, you can go to nationsfinest.org. In the Reading chapter here, but it does come out with a mission statement, which I really like because it's very concise, is to support America's military veterans and their families with a comprehensive approach to housing, health, employment that helps them achieve self-sufficiency and reach their full potential. That's a nice, really beautiful, good mission statement. We all can understand that.
Yeah, they did a good job putting that together. It's accurate.
Right.
Very accurate for what we do.
Now, you have a couple of homes that you all...
We do.
Or I should say housing facilities for people making the transition. Or is it... What else is it?
Well, we have the Park Marina House, which is our sober living.
Okay.
And then we have another house that's on Walden Street that is designated permanent housing for veterans.
Okay.
That we can put in there.
Okay. Now, the one on Park Marina we've been to... And people cycle through this. But they, but what it is sober living. It's kind of transitioning.
Yes.
After they've been through programs and everything, and they've got a safe place to be. They don't have to worry about food. They can actually sleep at night.
They have an opportunity to take care of all their paperwork that they need to do, get themselves squared away. If they're just coming out of a program or anything, they can kind of readjust, and we can assist them to get where they want to be.
So,
how many people have gone through there?
Oh,
I know. How long's it been? Well, you know how long it's been there.
Well, I've been there 4 years, so
okay.
I know
well,
it was there a
and
lot longer.
It's got to be at least 10 or 12 years,
probably.
Oh, for the home on Park Marina. Yeah, that's when we went for the grand opening.
It was well
ribbon cutting or something.
Well, it was when they did the outside patio, and they had that. But that's got to be a good decade ago, maybe longer.
Right.
And it's obviously a success.
No.
Oh, no?
To be honest,
all right, well,
you have to follow through.
Yeah.
The people there have to follow through.
Yeah.
If they follow through and stick with the plan and they stay sober and they work towards housing, then we absolutely, 100% of the time, it's a success.
Okay.
Oh, doesn't always happen.
Doesn't always happen.
Okay.
No.
Well, that was, yeah. But it does provide...
A landing place.
Absolutely.
Well, to me, that would be a launching place.
Okay.
Because it gives them a safe environment.
Yes.
It gives them all the assist they need to get the paperwork done and all that. And once that's done, then they step out, kick them out of the nest. Well, don't kick them out, but, you know, they leave the nest.
They leave the nest.
Now it's up to them.
It's up to our case managers. It's up to our team to assist them to get them to that point. We work closely with HUD-VASH, and they do a lot for these veterans, and we work with other organizations that do a lot for them to get them on their feet. That's what it's all about. Like I said, leave the nest and go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I would think, you know, because I didn't serve. Carl was 33 years, and thank you for your service as well, is that I would think that after, you know, let's say you find this stability finally, that it's really hard. You've got to have the ambition and the desire and the want to go from there. And after you've kind of been torn apart or tried to figure out what, you know, obviously to get there, to be able, so the case management of the mental health of trying to get that person stabilized in, you can really do this on your own. It's got to be the hard part.
Absolutely. Yeah, they don't, sometimes people don't realize what they're capable of. Because they're down. Once we build them back up, once they trust us to do our processes and do the things that we do, it they land on their feet and they're happier, and you can see their transformation from day one until the time that they get housed. It's an amazing thing to see.
Now, once they leave Park Marina, you help them find permanent housing. Do you help them find jobs?
We can. We assist with, you know, we can give them information on jobs that we might see.
Okay.
We refer to the EDD.
All right.
Dylan and Molly down there at the EDD all the time. Again, we work closely with Our Heroes Dreams, who's another veteran organization here in town. And they have job people that know that will hire veterans. You know, they have their people. And... So we reach out to everybody and then try to assist them to get where they need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about your permanent housing.
Okay.
Because we know about the Park Marina, but I'm not as familiar with the one on, was it Walden?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kind of like Walden Pond. Well, if you think about it, Walden Pond, it's, you know, kind of a... kind of a Shangri-La.
Yeah.
There. Okay. All right. Hey, come early and enjoy the fun outside the Cascade Theater on June 27th. Grab food and drinks, catch live music, and connect with friends before heading inside for the Ranches with Wolves benefit concert featuring Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now and support a great cause at CascadeTheater.org. These, I'm pretty sure, have to do with those ranches that are under attack by wolf packs up in Northern California. You know, if you haven't been paying attention to it, the wolves have grown exponentially to the point where even fish and wildlife are having to eliminate some of them through dramatic measures, you might say. They hunt them and kill them because they are tearing up our ranching industry here. So this is a benefit concert to help these ranchers. So it's going to be on June 27th. It's going to be at the Cascade Theater. It starts at 7 p.m., but you can come early. And they've got food and drinks and all that. Live music, even before you go in. Get your tickets at CascadeTheater.org. And we'll be right back with Nation's Finest.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria, over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting pinwheels.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billy, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Enjoy fun with the whole family with Redding Balloons and Face Tinning by Squishy Doodle. Come down to the 19th Annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 14th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait. Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket. Get off those boots. Grab your hat and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Business is booming at Redding Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong in a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Redding Heating and Air. Visit reddingheatingair.com to submit your application. Redding Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Don. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings their signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at CascadeTheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Great songs there, Ben. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Broadcasting live, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Go there and get our hit our archives. You can listen to everybody, what everybody has said. For all of our local shows, not the national shows, but all of our local shows. This portion of the show brought to you, though, by Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, the only place that Linda shops for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry, and Linda is a connoisseur when it comes to jewelry. Great people down there, Rebecca Henry, Leonard. When I say the only full-service jewelry store, I'm talking about watch repair, jewelry design, stone cutting. You can get your battery changed at a very reasonable price in your watches, plus a great selection of jewelry ranging from Old Pond to Native American to, gosh, what else? They have estate jewelry. They got it all. They have it all at Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State 4 years in a row. Hours are 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Okay, I'm back on track. Linda's moving around, and I just get all a wiggle when she does that. Ed Geisler, who is the supervising case manager out at Nation's Finest. Now, Ed, you've got some statistics here for the people that you help.
Yeah, so we got statistics for 2025 for a year. In the Redding office ourselves, we served 325 total veteran households. We helped 66 homeless veterans move into housing.
Wow, those are good numbers.
Good numbers.
Those are great numbers.
Stabilized 117 veteran households. And in total, housed or stabilized 183 veterans. And of the 183, approximately 170 of them are still housed. So those are great numbers.
I think that's something to be proud of.
Absolutely.
So are you the guy who keeps the track? Who comes up with the numbers like for a show like this?
I call our comms people, communication team, okay. And they get the numbers for me. Yeah.
So you can track.
We can track all this stuff.
Yes. Fantastic. Yeah. That well, when I heard the over 300, that was like, wow, okay. I mean, you're just happy if you can save one.
Yeah. When I saw these numbers, I was kind of shocked. Mm-hmm. I mean, in reality, it's true. Mm-hmm. But when you're doing this daily, you right. don't really see the numbers.
When you're out,
you know, we're looking at people. Yeah.
When you're in the swamp and the alligators are up to your butt, you know, you're not really looking at, you know, how to get out of that swamp right then. Hey, Ed. The numbers of homeless veterans, do you have maybe a wag on that in Shasta County? Because when they do the counts, I think they ask if you're a veteran.
they do the pit count every year.
Yeah. Do you have an idea how many, quote, you know, homeless veterans we have?
I do not have that number.
Okay. Because the number hasn't, I mean, it's not a huge number out of the group. And then you all are taking a bite out of it. You and a couple other organizations taking a bite out of it every year. I mean, my gosh. The VA now is introducing new programs, and which I hope to see the money, you know, float down to you and others like you to do away with homeless veterans. Not do away with them, but to
get them housed.
Get them housed. But do away with that statistic.
Correct.
So that when you look at it.
Yeah, we're working really hard.
Yeah. The other thing, too, on a pit is you can ask somebody if they're veteran, and they'll tell you, yeah, it's not true.
Correct.
We've seen them come down, and they tried to get the military order of the Purple Heart, was helping people one day at an event we were at, and just go, oh, yeah, you know, I was, okay, what's your DD-214? I don't have that. Okay, you can understand that. But when you get into the Social Security number, yeah, things start falling apart after that.
We have a great program that we use that we can vet.
Sure, of course you do.
And make sure that they are who they say they are.
Do you find, first of all, we got like 4 minutes left. Okay. Do you have something else that we need to tell our audience? I mean, you go by donations and you have all these things.
Right. So recently we had a lady bring in a bunch of model airplanes. And I knew of one veteran that we served that would really jump on those, and I figured he would have really liked those. So I said, yes, I'll take a couple of your totes. Gentleman came in, and I was right, and he's going to make a model airplane for all of our case managers to hang in their office.
Wow.
So it's – and then both of the totes are empty now, so okay. Other people have taken them too. We have a small clothes closet for
people.
Do
you need clothes?
We do, but we're not.
Okay.
We're not. We have plenty there right now.
Okay.
We give them away as much as we can. Let everybody know, hey, if you need clothing, your veteran family, come down.
Okay.
We're getting ready to put together some sort of fundraiser. I should know something next month. I'm gonna try to get back on the radio with.
Okay.
Well, you will. Next month. When you get that thing put together, you got to come on. Give us plenty of time to talk about it.
Absolutely.
To our audience out there, they're very giving.
Yeah,
our audience
and that money will go towards the Sober Living House. It'll go towards kind of petty cash for us if we need to. We get people that need gas money sometimes, and if we have petty cash, we can fill up their tank and
sure.
Like
that. Your veterans, especially the ones old enough for Social Security, you help them get that, and then you have one house on Walden that is that's you can live there as long as you want.
It's set up that way. It's
okay.
Set up as permanent housing.
All right.
It's 4 bedrooms.
Okay.
And it's not full yet, but we're getting there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you have it full by now. Like within a day.
There's been a couple of hiccups.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
All right. You've got to have somebody that's going to be in the program, that's going to stay in the program. You're just not, you know, they've got to meet probably certain qualifications.
Yes.
Nation's Finest. You've got a great website. You're going to have a fundraiser here next month or in the next couple of months that we want to be involved in. And Linda and I both like to thank you and your staff for doing this. Veterans come out and have, say, different problems than somebody that's just having an addiction problem. And so you've got you're on two fronts there, at least two, maybe three fronts.
We the team does an amazing job listening and trying to have the veteran that's comfortable. You know, that we have to build a rapport with the people that we help, that we serve. And it's really important to keep that relationship going,
that trust
forward,
that trust thing. Yep.
And the trust, so that they will want to continue to work with us. So they don't get down and they stay motivated to get to that next step.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not an easy job. How do people get a hold of you, Ed?
Well, you can give us a call at 530-223 3211 or stop by the office at 153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 100.
Or go to your website.
Or go to the website.
Which is nationsfinest.org.
Yes.
Nationsfinest.org. You have a Facebook page?
They do.
Okay. There you go. You have no reason not to be able to get a hold of Nation's Finest.
Absolutely not.
Ed, come back when you get your parameters there for that fundraiser.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay, hey, we come back. We got Chamber of Commerce joining us right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. Inflation, it's heating up again.
Rising gas prices pushed inflation to its highest level in 3 years last month. A headache for the Federal Reserve and a potential political challenge for the Trump administration as midterm elections near. Labor Department said Wednesday that consumer prices rose 4.2% in May from a year earlier, up from 3.8% in April, and the third straight increase. On a monthly basis, prices rose 0.5% last month after big gains of 0.6% in April and 0.9% in March. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The U.S. has fired on Iranian military targets following the crash of an American military helicopter brought down by an Iranian drone. Iran, in return, launched missiles at Bahrain, Kuwait, and Jordan, all of which host U.S. military installations. President Trump says Iran is going to pay the price for dragging its feet on a peace deal. The verdict is in a murder trial in a Dallas suburb that captured nationwide attention. The attacker and the victim, both teenagers.
A Texas jury has found Carmelo Anthony guilty of murder in the fatal stabbing of high school athlete Austin Metcalf. The case stems from a deadly confrontation at a high school track meet where Metcalf, a 17-year-old student-athlete, was killed. The verdict brings a closely watched trial to a close after months of public attention and calls for justice from Metcalf's family and supporters. Willie Nelson, The White House.
Anthony sentenced to 35 years in prison, eligible for parole after 17 years. Honda's recalling almost 900,000 vehicles. Rear suspension components could fail, causing drivers to lose control. So far, no reports of death or injury. On Wall Street, the Dow down 417 points. The NASDAQ is off 134, and the S&P is down 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
The suspect in the fatal shooting of 15 people at a Jewish event on Australia's Bondi Beach late last year now faces 19 additional charges.
These fresh charges were filed in April, but only now have they been confirmed by authorities. 24-year-old Naveed Akram faces 10 counts of shooting with intent to murder, 6 counts of discharging a firearm with intent to resist arrest, as well as 3 counts of causing wounding or grievous bodily harm with intent to murder. That's in addition to the other charges he already faces, 15 counts of murder, 40 of attempted murder, and 1 of committing a terrorist act. Naveed Akram was critically injured by police at the scene of the shooting. He was later transferred from hospital to prison. He's yet to enter a plea to the charges.
That's the BBC's Katie Watson. Series of long-range Ukrainian attacks hitting targets deep inside of Russia. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Business is booming for one U.S. adversary.
China has reported that its exports picked up pace in May, rising 19.4% from a year earlier. That was stronger than economists had expected. China's exports have remained robust despite the Iran war, supported by shipments of autos, technology, and artificial intelligence-related products, as well as a rising worldwide shift to green technology. Imports to China jumped 27.4%. China's exports to the U.S. were up more than 35%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates is appearing today before a congressional panel investigating the Jeffrey Epstein files. Gates becomes the latest powerful figure linked to the disgraced financier to testify. Members of the House Oversight Committee taking that testimony behind closed doors. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Takes you right to our website. Today, the 10th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And if you didn't hear yesterday's show, go back to archives. It was about strokes and stroke care. An incredible amount of information came out of that show yesterday. We had the head of the stroke department, and we had also the Sherlock Holmes of Shasta Regional on. And her whole job is to check out every case and follow it and make sure everything was done correctly. And if there was if there was something that wasn't done, find out why, and so they could fix it. It was called
compliance.
Yeah, compliance.
We have a friend that does compliance.
She was head of compliance, yeah. It fascinating show, especially about strokes.
Did you guys talk about like heat or like any kind of stroke?
We talked about
like what are the symptoms?
Like happened to our friend the other day, and then how that is a stroke. It's, you know, not even to use the term mini stroke anymore. It's mm-hmm. a TIA. Mm-hmm. You've had a stroke. Mm-hmm. And so immediately get into, even if you've recovered, which we saw happen.
Yes.
Immediately get to the hospital. And Shasta Regional has been a recipient of many awards for their stroke care and heart care. So anyway, okay, moving on. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
It's Black Cow Day, which we found out is a...
Don't even ask.
Root beer float.
Root beer float.
I don't even know. Float. I think this has to be like from a land. From a special...
A land far, far away.
A land far, far away that would take a black cow and equate it to a root beer float.
Okay.
Could we even get it?
Well,
I don't even see...
When you look at the picture of the root beer float,
yeah,
it's like white and brown. You know, it kind of looks like a black cow, you know, with the spots.
Got it.
Well, how can a spotted black cow be black?
I haven't had a black cow. I haven't had a black cow in a long time.
Well, maybe. I've had a black Russian.
I may have had a black cow, but it was in the form of a hamburger or something. Okay. Linda.
All right. 71 degrees in the downtown studios. On a serious note, we are in an excessive, we are at heat.
You
want to
know how hot it's going to be?
Well,
damn hot. That's the whole, there is your weather forecast. What's the weather forecast?
Yeah.
Damn hot.
Excessive heat with a red flag warning. Now, right now, it's tempered 71. Today's going to be about 96 with our overnight lows of around 66, clear skies. But we do have gusts that can happen tonight up to 30 miles per hour. So Thursday is going to call for sunny and hot. 103 we're going up to with some gusts tomorrow as well that can come up from a 14 to 32 miles per hour. Friday's calling for sunny and hot, 104. Winds kind of die down.
Hot.
And then Friday night overnight lows 70. Well, Saturday, Sunday, 104, 102, 103 on Monday, 102 on Tuesday. So we're back above, in those triple digit, temperatures. And for those people who just aren't used to all of a sudden have that 20 degree body change, that's what we're talking about with the strokes and being hydrated and staying in the shade and not overdoing it too much.
And what's
the
your
weather.
Fa-
is brought to you by Shasta. I'm sorry to interrupt. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated in Anderson.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking. Well, can you tell me what it feels like? Boo! Well, it's hot. I told you again. Were you born on the sun? It's damn hot. Because you little thing, I saw it so damn hot. I saw one of those little guys in the orange robe burst into flames. It's that hot. You know what I'm talking about. What do you think it's going to be like tonight? It's going to be hot and wet. That's nice if you're with a lady, but it ain't no good if you're in the jungle. Thank you, Roosevelt. Here's a song coming your way right now. Nowhere to run to.
Okay, well, that was okay, a little PG. Yeah. I mean,
no. We talked about this the other day.
We had a good visual in there,
I was
though.
Just thinking about it. I was going to run in and say, hey, do you still have that? But, Ben, you are on it, buddy. You are on it. It's crotch. My underwear's a crock pot.
Well, it was a little PG, a little like little a potty humor morning there, but you know we love it. So hope wake up everybody.
That's
good
how
morning.
Hot it's going to be. Damn hot.
And the weather's brought to you again, Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane. There you go. How do you guys like that? Your weather associated with the crock.
Okay.
Pot. Hot.
Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business like 30 years, great people, and they're hot when it comes to providing outstanding service. Hey, give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay, now, having to follow our craziness here, Danny Orloff from the Chamber of Commerce, who takes, you know, he's bring people to Reading guy.
He's a pickup guy. Hey, Danny.
He's a pickup guy?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, he plays basketball.
That's
what we're talking about.
I thought you meant he was down at the Squire Room.
He's good at gathering
people.
He's
down at the Squire Room on Tuesday nights where he has his choice of 60-plus women. And but unfortunately, he can't keep up with them. Okay.
No, he's a basketball guy.
With him is Tim Bauer, who is wearing an Iron Man shirt.
Tim No Shame Iron Man guy.
That's right. Okay. You know, hell, we don't need you guys. Let's
over
keep going.
There shaking.
Let's go. Okay.
We're on a roll here.
Right,
I don't
Dan.
Know what happened. But.
Okay. Let's get it under control, Linda. Deep breath.
All right. Let's talk about the Chamber of Commerce here.
What's going on?
You guys have got stuff scrolled up on your phones. Someone's going to take the first go. Shoot.
Ooh. Everyone's
I'm throwing it to you.
Start with you, buddy. Start with you.
Is
Todd not able to make it to
Todd's
work today?
In Mexico.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right.
Is he bringing refugees back across the border again?
I don't think so.
Talk to the Ritz.
Sorry. I get lost and want to just look at you. I'm not used to the microphone in my face. No, he's having a great time, a little vacation with the family down there.
So. I bet you they're having a great time. Yeah. With the boys and the.
Yeah.
And the lovely wife.
Now we talk about here.
They're fun.
You're locked into a place with Erica.
Yeah, Erica and the boys.
Think about this. Erica and the boys. Todd's probably laying in comatose on the beach.
Yeah, in another country, you know.
Yeah, in another country. Yeah, now he sent Erica and the boys to Peru at Tom, but Todd's down in Mexico. I hope you're listening, buddy.
Yeah. So, let's talk about Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so for the Chamber of Commerce, they're doing well. I oversee the Visit Reading contract, so I'm kind of in my own little world or bubble. But
we want to hear about that.
So it's going really well. As you guys see, Tim Bauer's on the podcast today, or not podcast, sorry.
That's all right. No, okay, it's cool.
It's called a radio show.
It's only been around. But you guys do have a good podcast. You have a podcast, and give your props where the props are due, and it's really good. I watch it.
Okay.
So tourism is up right now. We're doing well.
Isn't that one of the bright spots we're having really with our economy right now? I don't mean, but from what I understand, you know, our budget is below the projected level. Mm. But one of the bright spots is the TOT and people coming here,
which is awesome. And I don't know if you guys feel it, but I definitely feel like there's this shift going on, especially downtown. I mean, just walking here, the new stores with the barbershop, with Bailey's Books, with Isla, it's just changing.
Yeah.
You can kind of feel it. And I think we got to feel that through Cool April Nights and Reading Rodeo, but tourism is up. We're having a good, summer coming up and the lakes are looking full.
Uh-huh.
One of our good friends, Kevin Kelly, and Kevin, we got to have you on here soon. I know you listen.
Holiday Harbor.
Yeah. And,
where's the jingle? They need a jingle. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry. Holiday Harbor.
I was waiting for Ben to come in with the jingle.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Kevin,
get into your AI. Kevin, tell me you want a jingle for Holiday Harbor and houseboats on Lake Shasta.
Anyway, Kevin, if you're listening, you know, kudos to you and all the different places on the lake. People want to see the lake be successful.
You know, you just said something, all the interest downtown. Linda went out to Cafe Paradiso last night, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Full.
And two of the gals that I was with had just shopped that day. They'd gone to downtown market, shopped at the island next door, and went to Apricot Lane, bought clothes. One of the girlfriends is visiting from Sacramento, and I just loved the whole thing. It was like, oh, that's so cool, or walking around. Yeah. Making it happen.
I can't take my wife downtown anymore because we're shopping. You know, it's like, hey, we're at Friday's Vintage, and then we're at Apricot Lane, and then I'm here all the time. Yeah. I love it here, but you know,
we need a pool hall downtown.
Yeah, we do.
You know, kind of a bar with like five pool tables. I bet you'd fill that place up.
I know a
all
guy.
The time.
I know a guy who's trying to do something like that.
Okay, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, don't we have a tiki bar or something that's opening up?
Ooh.
I
heard that.
Yes. I can't disclose too much information on the air, but I heard good things coming.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, a tiki bar is a cool little, that's a cool vibe.
We've been here 16 years and,
20.
We've been in this station 16 years, 17 in December, and we have watched downtown, go downhill.
Yeah.
And then now, with the, you know, K2 putting in the public market, we've watched it grow exponentially.
And Odell's?
Odell's next door, which keeps spreading out.
Yeah.
This new restaurant he's got, that ain't the only place he's looking at.
Uh-huh.
And, but the bottom line here is that we have taken really good steps forward. And when we get back from our break, I want to ask you, Danny, how does that work when you're selling Redding in Shasta County?
Yeah.
When we get back.
Perfect.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. You got a crack you got a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length on your windshield. Jeff's going to fix it. He doesn't take chances with your family's safety. He fixes it. He guarantees it for the life of the windshield. This guy, if there's anything about fixing windshields, that's out there, he knows it. He brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. No, it doesn't sit out there in the sun. It's not on the side of the road. No, it's in a climate-controlled area. He fixes it. He fixes it quickly at a very fair price, and you can be on your way. He fixed a 8-inch crack in my windshield in my old Red Rover truck, and it lasted for 18 years, and you never could see it. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does, my friends. If you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis? Just take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, we'll be right back with Chamber of Commerce.
Has there ever been a more perfect pair than bacon and beer? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino's 12th annual Bacon and Brew Fest and put that fact to the test. On June 19th, experience a delightful fusion of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts while savoring local brews and tapping your feet to live music. Tickets are just $40 plus fee. For details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Northern California. Join us Saturday, June 27th at the Cascade Theater in Redding for the Ranches with Wolves Benefit Concert featuring Uncle Lucius and special guest Claire Dunn. Known for their hit song, Keeping the Wolves Away, Uncle Lucius brings her signature Texas Americana sound to Redding for one unforgettable night.
I'm going for broke with every song I play, 'cause now it's my turn to keep the wolves away.
The evening begins at 5 p.m. outside the Cascade Theater with a free community pre-show featuring live music plus food, drinks, and friends. Then at 7 p.m., enjoy an incredible night of live music while supporting Ranches with Wolves, helping ranching families facing costs and losses not currently covered through state programs. Get your tickets today at cascadetheater.org and be part of a night of music, community, and purpose. June 27th, live music at 5, Claire Dunn and Uncle Lucius at 7, presented by Ranches with Wolves. Tickets now at CascadeTheater.org.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Everybody calls us a lion.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at os.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl Mundebot. Hey, I want to remind people that as soon as I find it, hey, there's going to be a benefit on June 27th. Come early and enjoy the fun outside the Cascade Theater on June 27th. Grab food and drinks, catch live music, and connect with friends before heading inside for the Ranches with Wolves benefit concert, featuring Uncle Lucius and Claire Dunn at 7 p.m. Uncle Lucius. Did you ever have an Uncle Lucius? You did. You just didn't know it. Get your tickets now and support a great cause at CascadeTheater.org. This is for a benefit to help the cost that ranchers are incurring because of repeated wolf attacks, wolf deprivations here in Northern California. But trust me, it's not just Northern California. It's Oregon. It's Washington. Idaho doesn't have the problem because they have wolf hunting seasons. So, no, but they're, you know, their herds are getting decimated out there. So
on the 27th, just got that information. Right. And speaking of local here, Taste of Reading is this weekend. We're going to be going. It's June 14th from 12 to 4 p.m. That's at the Reading Sculpture Garden. We're going to give two tickets away. These are like $60 tickets each. It's a lot of fun, you guys. And there's great bands, and you can just get your, you know, show your ID and hang out for the day, and
hydrate.
Yeah, and you know, we can play some cornhole and good stuff while you're drinking,
weirdest,
and eating,
weirdest
visiting.
Game ever.
Visiting, but it's the official, so it's not
okay,
really.
Okay, we're giving away these tickets.
All right,
give us a call, 530-605-4567. Linda, we'll go on about it.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Okay. First call.
Waiting for your call.
Hey, we're here with Danny Orloff, who heads up the Visit Reading group, and Tim Bauer, who is from the Reading Sports Commission. We're going to talk to Tim here in a minute. But finishing up here with Danny. The question was, with all the things we got going, rodeo, Cool April Nights.
Downtown.
Street dancing downtown.
Yep.
Is it, are people starting, are you starting to get responses back? Because I know you send out probably millions of things all over the country.
Yeah. We're seeing a lot more people coming, especially Sacramento market is coming up more.
Okay.
Before the last few years, we saw it was Los Angeles, but now it's Sacramento.
Sacramento. Yeah. Okay, so probably you think about it.
Did you ask them why?
I haven't had one-on-one contact with them.
Well, I thought there might be something they fell out.
Well, how about the light show that's at Turtle Bay right now?
Yeah.
There's that, there's dining, there's downtown, there's the bridge.
Yep.
There's, and then houseboating is happening right now. Yep. So I'm just thinking, yeah.
I think people are starting to realize like, oh wow, this bridge that I drive over every single time I head to Oregon, well maybe I should stop and actually just kind of hang out here and not drive up all the way to
it's
the
3 hours.
I've got a great idea how to increase that. Yeah. We put a, we get our militia. And every 1,000 cars that goes by, we vector off the road 20 cars.
Oh.
And it takes them right down 44, takes them right down into the Sundial.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we let them go after they spend some money.
I think that would work.
Huh?
I do. I mean, isn't that the best drive-in? Right when you pull off, you get to see Bali.
No, it's so cool. It's so cool.
I'm exaggerating, but there's something like, how many, you probably know this, how many 1,000 cars go by Redding every day? It's got to be in the tens of thousands.
Yeah, I thought I saw the stat yesterday. It was 140, I believe.
About 140,000.
Yeah, 90 to 140, depending
on. Go past Redding. Now, a lot of these are just local. But let's just say 40% aren't. So, I mean, and your job is kind of lure them off the road.
Yeah.
And congratulations. Courtney just won those two tickets.
Yeah, Courtney.
They like stuff like this, like we did Taste of Redding.
Yeah.
It's a great way to come up for the weekend and spend time doing that, spend the night, go, you know, I mean, it's a great, you could do a lot of fun stuff in 24 hours.
It is crazy how much you can do in 24 or even 72. We want them to stay one more night.
You want them to come up Friday? You go home Monday.
We should call something. You can trademark it. Try a 72. Try a 72 in Redding.
Yeah. 70.3.
Yeah.
Anyway, 70.3 and 107. Okay, leave out the 107. Danny, what would you say is the biggest draw for our area?
It's the lake. It's got to be Shasta Lake. Mm. And Whiskey Town, too. They both have their different vibes, you know, and they're different people. And we try to be cognitive and not over promote Whiskey Town because we know the locals love it and we want to make sure that we do it the right way at the right times. But Shasta Lake, I mean, experiences you can have on there is just unreal. From one moment you're on a jet ski and then you're at the OHV park and then you're checking out the dam and right afterwards you're inside of a billion year old cavern.
Mm-hmm.
How much better does it get? And then, you want to.
All in one weekend.
Yeah, one weekend. You can go up and see the Stand By Me Bridge. Like, there's just so much cool things.
Well, you know, we've met many people through the show here over the years that their family brought them up here when they were kids to Lake Shasta. This was where they would go every summer. And then now here they are. And they fell in love. Yeah, they fell in love with the place and they moved here for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this place.
Yeah. Well, we come back. Let's talk about, we got a lot of stuff to cover.
I have a quick question. Yeah, we got to go over and jump on Tim, put him on the, hot seat here.
Love it.
What attraction do we need? I know he must be thinking about this. What attraction?
We're not talking the giant slide downtown, down Main Street.
Yeah, thanks.
No.
Thanks, Rocky. But it worked. What kind of attraction? What thing do you think would even draw in more people? I mean, we got nature, we got the lakes you just talked about, we got a beautiful town. Is there something that would draw people here besides that? Different types of you know, recreation opportunities, horses.
Yeah, equestrian center.
Equestrians. Thank you.
Yep.
You read my mind. I think an equestrian organization, because we have beautiful trails.
Yeah.
And there is a lot, I hate to say this, there's a lot of money in horses, and yeah. people travel.
A lot of our money is in horses.
Yeah, but people travel, and you see it all the time. They travel to places just to ride their horses.
Yeah, and yeah. we have those beautiful trails from the yeah. Bend and Whiskey Town. I mean, you
yeah,
know, I'm
we do.
Yeah. preaching yeah. to the yeah. choir.
Yeah, but we do have beautiful trails here. So
I think that an equestrian, you know, something, an equestrian center, it doesn't have to be a big arena or something like that.
Yeah.
That is out there, and it's within a 30-minute drive of Reading or something. Yeah. So.
Well, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the Iron Man coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I can't wait to
7.3.
hear.
7.3. There you go, 70.3. I get it now. And also, you know, about what is
Reading Sports Commission.
Yeah, what is the Reading Sports Commission? Yeah.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, where I used to say where Lucky Miller's was or Subway, but now Submarama Sandwiches is going to move in there. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 67. Cypress Square Barbershop is a great barbershop, my friends, and it is a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's not, you're not going to get gelled. If you want something for your hair, it's going to be Butch Wax. There you go. Great guys. Never had a bad haircut. Been going there forever. 17 years. For me, that's forever. And you can make appointments so it works on your schedule. You can call them 530-244-9478 or go to Booksy. And go to Reading and go to Cypress Square Barbershop. Set it up. Sends you a reminder email. It's great. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You should go there, Danny.
I'll check it out.
You check it out.
17
buddy.
Years, I got to at least do it once.
You got to go through at least once. Did I say it was man's last stronghold? Yes. We'll be right back.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received that the lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
big action comes in small packages. Join us Saturday, June 20th in the Wind River Event Center
for a night of high-flying, heavy-hitting action.
We are bringing back the pro athletes from Micromania.
Tickets start at just $20 plus fees.
These micro athletes may be short in stature, but they are giants in the world of entertainment.
Keeping you on your feet, screaming from the opening bell through the main event.
For all the details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
All right, we're back.
Welcome back to
it's always
whatever
stuff
we're
that
doing
goes on between the shows.
It's when you it's like they say between the breath and this
breath.
Not there we breath, go. Not press, breath. On the breaks, it gets weird in here. And 8:35 in the morning here on the 10th of June. It's 72 degrees, going up to 96 today, maybe 98. Then it really kicks in the triple digits the rest of the week, my friends. Plus, we got a high wind advisory and a heat wave. Mm-hmm. And we're not going to go over the Robin Williams one more time.
No,
because probably
once was enough.
But we will tomorrow because
no,
I
well,
love it.
Okay.
Well, you're not here tomorrow to ring me in.
Okay.
Our guests today are Danny Orloff, who is Visit Reading, takes care of reaching out to the whole world to bring people here. And also Tim Bauer, who is heads up the Reading Sports Commission. Good morning, Tim.
Which is basically a new, like a new title.
Brand new. Yep.
All right. So tell us about that.
Absolutely.
What got you into...
Yeah, how'd you get into
how did that happen?
So we are... I'm the sports commissioner for Reading Sports Commission. We are a sub-brand of the Reading Tourism Marketing Group, which is the lodging properties. They have a marketing fund, and it's not a tax. It's an assessment on their properties, and visitors pay for it. So I work with Danny a lot to increase TOT for the city of Reading.
Let's make it clear. This isn't paid by your tax dollars.
Correct.
This is something that's tacked on to people that come
right.
that rent rooms here.
And absolutely.
Like that.
Is it just rooms or is it restaurants or like what?
It includes all lodging properties, that's short-term rentals and hotels. So it's strictly those.
Like right. like bed and breakfasts?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are you a one-man show or do you have people working with you?
As of now, I'm a one-man show in my department.
I do have
a team in the Reading Tourism Marketing Group department.
Of course, so, it helps you out with
admin. And then one of the fun things with my role is I actually get to travel. Like Danny's here bringing people around the world. I actually get to travel the nation and bring sports rights holders to Reading, California. Sports rights holders.
Oh,
yeah. Anyone who has an event or tournament,
okay.
We try to solicit them to come here.
Okay, so are you the guy behind Iron Man?
I am.
All right, so tell us why you could think of a million things that you could bring here. Iron Man, which is, people don't even understand, our town is going to change there for about a week when that's going on with close to 2,000 people so far. I mean, we've got 1,500 signed up, but
that is
going to be 25.
That is only the athlete projection. And so what, this is why it's kind of the Moby Dick story. You want that white whale, and Iron Man is the largest outdoor event planner in the world. They have 65 global races, and so if you're gonna go for anyone, go for them. And I knew Reading had the bones that they were probably looking for. We just had that conversation. And so, long story short, 2024, I reached out. We had meetings. They were politely a no. They saw we were a smaller destination. They said we're a big operation. We take up a lot of resources. There's a lot of financial support that comes in with it. So, I mean, just a year of just saying, hey, you know, if we can just get a site visit and you guys come out, we think kind of the mindset will change. And so we, fortunately, last year we had some top brass come out. Danny was with me. We did a site visit, showed them all the assets, beautiful lakes, mountains, trees, trails, and they're blown away. And so from there on, we started working on a contract. We were partnering with the city of Reading to bring this in. And so we have some exciting news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, and you were hitting it, but when you say it's the white whale, you have 2,000 competitors in this. And you got to figure there's going to be another, 2 to 3 to 1?
Oh, yeah.
After that?
I mean, we have stats, and we have comparable 70.3 stats from around the nation about what we can expect. So we're at 1,400 racers right now. We have 48 states represented, 11 countries. So it's a global event, all taking place in Reading. They bring their support team, so we're estimating anywhere from 7,000 to 8,000 people here for that August 10th, August 16th race week. And that doesn't include the 200 tri clubs who are becoming, as of right now, training. Usually the people who post the best records are the tri clubs, so they're here weeks and months in advance. So this is a blessing for the lodging properties. It's a blessing for, I mean, you talked about it being busy. It's only going to get busier downtown and the surrounding areas because people are trying to acclimate. They understand. They're not going to be shocked that it's going to be warm, right?
When you look at the website,
yeah.
And this is cool, it says terrain, it said moderate, and then people who've already been on the course are going, it's not that moderate. But the big thing is average temperature that day, 107. Mm-hmm. And I think it's what it said, 107. And so you've got to get, you cannot come from a place where you're training and it's 85 and you're feeling great and come to a place that's 107 and expect to give it your best.
Absolutely.
So you've got to acclimate.
Yeah, and they're mitigating heat. We have ice stations alongside the hydration stations. Early morning swim right at sunrise, 6 a.m. So most people will be wrapping up probably around 1 to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Before it really gets hot.
The cutoff is 2 p.m., and thank God the run portion is next to the Sacramento River, which is dramatic.
Right.
You know, you're not in the middle of Reading Central, so.
Okay, so here I am. I'm a citizen of Reading.
You want to rent your house out?
Probably.
Absolutely.
Okay, so on August, the race itself is on the
August 16th, 2026.
So people are going to be getting here 10th, you know, say the 10th. So you've got to figure is that the hotels are going to be loaded, restaurants are going to be loaded, they're going to be around town, carbo loading every place they get. It might be a good time to open up a pop-up shop that serves nothing but pasta and milkshakes.
Yeah.
Because they do. They carbo load before this thing happens. They're down to 3% body fat and then eat 5 pounds of pasta.
And if I can add to that,
sure.
That is always a concern with the smaller destinations. So one of the things that attracted us to this area, we have over 3,200 hotel rooms, so we can handle that influx of visitors.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing why we're on the radio today is just to let local businesses know extended hours are, you know, warranted. Maybe have, you know, extra food on hand, water, beer. They have come to a smaller community and actually wiped them out of those provisions. So this is kind of our thing. Just, hey, it's coming. We're looking for 7,000, 8,000 people. Like,
kinda
every
like the
night.
Bernies.
They got to eat three times a day.
Like the Bernies.
Like the Bernies.
Like the Burning Man. They come
Bernies.
In and just
they call them the Bernies.
Locusts out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's what people have to do. They figure out, okay, what do they want to eat? What do they want to drink? And they do drink. You know, again, you're carbo loading for something like this. You need that energy. So they're going to come in. They're going to be at the hotels, but then they're going to come downtown. And just because you're here and in between training, come by. So that's a good point you just made, Tim, is our restaurants need to be getting ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the rodeo brings in 8,000 people in one night and 24,000 over the week, a lot of those are locals. You just go home. Just the logistics of this, the tents, the transition stations, you're going to need help.
Absolutely. And just on that factor, we're about 90% won't be, you know, are not local in any way, are out of a 2-hour region from here.
Yeah.
So they're eating 3 times a day. Like you said, hey, you know, if wife's training and husband is at the bar, that's also a different, there's 2 different things you got to be aware of. So, your grocery stores will be maxed out. Your rental cars will probably be maxed out if they're flying in. So there's so many things. We're going to learn a lot this first year.
They said
it's kind of the ugly one.
It'll be the ugly one, but we want to put our best foot forward so that they can go, okay, this is what we learned. So, I mean, maybe you need to bring in 50 cars.
Absolutely.
You know, from, you know, the rental places.
And porta potties.
Because people also, you got to be aware, they're going to be training during that week. So they're going to be on the roads. They're going to be running. There are going to be bikes everywhere. It's something else people have to be alert for.
Yeah. And so we're hitting that head on. We have, we're preparing some warning signs at Whiskey Town, Oak Bottom area, just to warn them, hey, you know, boats are in this area, swim at your own risk. And also, at the Welcome Center at Whiskey Town, just signs saying, you know, 299 is an active freeway, highway. And so just be mindful, like, it's not closed off as of today. People are, they're coming with that tourist mindset that, you know, oh, I'm doing the Ironman course on my Strava app. So there's a little bit of that, you know, be mindful of.
Yeah, you gotta have signs out, watch out for runners, watch out for runners, watch out for bicyclists, you know, and we need to have a big push starting around the 6th or 7th, maybe even earlier. We've got this many people coming in, they're gonna be on the roads, they're gonna be biking, doing all these things to warn people, or to alert people, not warn, but to alert them. That we're going to have a lot of people out here on our roads.
Absolutely. And we are, we're working with the chamber. We have, official Ironman, race posters going up on the 5th of July. Every business can have one. We'll be hitting up anyone in the impacted areas, just showing this is the dates to be mindful of. This is kind of the impact. And if they have any questions, they can reach out to us. So that's one of the things we're trying to make the community aware. You guys have probably seen either the Taste of Reading or the Cool April Night Street Lamp banners around town, kind of that festive. Yeah. We're going to do that for Ironman as well, starting July 5th, so people know there's a large event coming. And anyone who's impacted on the race course, we're also going to reach out to them to make sure, hey, we have a Sunday race coming. There will be delays.
And the dates, again,
yes,
that you have people coming, so we can tell our listeners one more time, are...
August 10th, that Monday, to August 16th, the Sunday, is race day. They call it race week because you start getting that inflow of people, and you'll see them. They're going to look extremely like tourists. You'll see bikes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You'll see herds of bikes in downtown. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a sight to see because it'll make our community look really fit and active. So we're excited.
So what we need to take a break right now. So all of our bike lanes, which are never used... which have brand new paint on them for 5 years ago.
They'll get used.
Some of that paint from that on my fender.
And this is your chance, Danny, to get videos of all of the stuff that you can use in your recruit. Look at this. We're an active community. Well, why do your residents wear numbers on their backs? Well, that's because there's so many of them. We have to put them in, you know, groups. And we'll be right back.
Join us at Overtime to enjoy a large variety of beer, wine, and spirits. We're doubling down with not one, but 2 daily happy hours. Kick your weekend into high gear and join us on the dance floor every Friday and Saturday when we have our live bands and DVJs from 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. For complete details on entertainment and drink specials, visit WinRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Business is booming at Reading Heating and Air, and we have a simple philosophy. Our neighbors deserve elite talent. We are looking for the absolute best service technicians and installers in the North State.
That's right. We aren't just looking to fill a seat. We're looking for pros who take pride in their craft and care about the community we serve.
If you're at the top of your game, you belong at a company that respects your expertise. Because here, we take the trust of our neighbors personally.
We're hiring service technicians and installers right now. We offer the best compensation in town because we believe the best of the best deserve to be treated that way.
If you're a seasoned pro ready to lead in a company where excellence is the standard, we want you on our team.
No joke. We've got the work. If you've got the skills, come join the family.
Service technicians and installers, apply today to Reading Heating and Air. Visit readingheatingair.com to submit your application. Reading Heating and Air, old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Simpson University joins us tomorrow. And Patrick Gorman on Friday. And it's going to be hot today, my friends. But it's going to be the coolest day for the next week. It's going to be 96 today. Then we hit triple digits. So stand by. Our guests today are Danny Orloff, who heads up Visit Reading at the Chamber of Commerce, and Tim Bauer, who is the Reading Sports Commissioner. No, your tax dollars are not paying for this, this position. Now, this comes out of the hotel and restaurant and industry that pays for this. Well, hotels and, you know, anything that has to do with booking people here. We're having the Iron Man, if you haven't heard about it somehow. It's going to be August 16th, but it really starts around August 10th. So, Tim, you have, what you said, you know, just the logistics on this. And we talked about 9,000 people coming for this, and many of them are going to be here for the week.
Absolutely.
So restaurants, bars, you know, fast food places, everything, it's not just enough to make it, because they'll come in and they're going to eat because that's what they do, get ready for the race. Think about your service people that are going to be there that you're going to need to keep up with this. And we're just throwing that out there. And you've already got hotels sold out already for that week. What else?
Yeah, so let me, the full title, it's so we're in Ironman 70.3, Northern California. We are the host city, Reading. So it's a triathlon, so that's three disciplines, 1.2-mile swim, 56-mile bike, and 13-mile run. So any of those stores like Fleet Feet, running shoes, bike repair shops, taxed, you know, looking for goggles, dicks. So all the any ancillary stores that cater to this event will also be, you know, in the mix. So, I mean, it's a great problem to have. We're going to stress out a lot of systems and we'll have a report and see how we did. But, our projected goal by the August cutoff is probably anywhere from 1800 to 2000 athletes. And right. So we're excited. That's the first year. And I do want to touch on something that makes our first year special. We're a designated pro race. That means there's actually prize money. There's $40,000 up for grabs for the top and four slots to enter the Ironman 70.3 World Championships. So we went from an Ironman 70.3, just, you know, maybe weekend warrior attraction, just to now we're getting world-class triathletes coming here, bringing their social media, bringing their fans. And so they're going to start, they're going to try to set course records. They're going to go for that prize.
Well, anything here will be a course record the first year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they're going to try to keep it, which is great.
Okay, so what we're saying is this has now become a pro race for your top competitors, $40,000 in the prize money. So that attracts even more.
Huge.
That, you know, maybe, you know, it's like rodeo. You look at the different rodeos. This one's got more prize money. You have a tendency to look at it.
You nailed it.
As opposed to a one that you can just get points on. If I can get points and money, I want to be there.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the projected? Do you have an
economic? I absolutely do. Okay. Yeah, so a similar 70.3 of our destination, they're looking at anywhere from $10 to $12 million economic impact. When they set up their Ironman Village, where they sell the merch, the jerseys, the helmets, the sunglasses, they say in that week they'll do $1 million. And so city benefits from that sales tax-wise. So Danny can speak to this. Ironman has joined the Reading Chamber of Commerce. So they're very big on supporting local businesses. They're using a lot of local vendors for the race. So they come in, they make a positive impact, and they're really good at cleaning up after themselves when the race is done. So,
well, I imagine so. Yeah, Danny.
They got the Ironman Foundation as well, and I know they teamed up with Reading Parks and Trails, and they're doing fundraising over there. So they're doing a dollar match, it looks like, to local racers who are involved with the Parks and Recs as well. And it goes back to supporting our local trails. So.
Yeah. Is this going to be televised somehow?
So we are a stone's throw away from being televised. That's why we were excited, because usually you're 70.3 and you have to earn that pro race kind of, you know, credentials. We are pro race in year one. So a pro series is globally televised, and then that shows on outdoor TV, and then that also replays throughout the year. So that could be a 2027 thing. If 2026 goes off great, and they really like our area. They like working with Danny, myself, and our team. So they are putting us kind of on a fast track, because obviously the natural beauty sells itself.
So you say it will be televised or
not this one? Has to be a pro series. I mean, they bring out, you know, 15 people on media motorcycles with cameras. It's like Tour de France.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's exactly like that. Well, so the pro race will set up to see logistically how it looks for that. So
okay, now Dan, you're going to have cameras out there, I'm sure, that you can use it as part of your plan to bring people to Reading, you know, showing people, hey, we have this kind of, not just the countryside and the beautiful scenery, but we have world-class athletes coming here.
Yeah, world-class trails, world-class trout, fishing. Yeah. I mean, we got it all. What's great about this, what I love, is just the brand affiliation that we have with Ironman and the types of people who are racing. I mean, those are the people that we want in our community and potentially to help grow our community, invite into our area.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Tim, for pulling this one in. I know it. I mean, they can pick any place they want. I mean, literally. And every town is out there, you know, with their tongue hanging out going, pick me, pick me, pick me, you know, that kind of thing. And then somehow you got them here.
Right.
And now, do we have to pay them? I mean, did you pay me?
That's a great. I do want to thank our local sponsors. We do have, they're such a big brand. So you do have kind of like a licensing fee, and there's some logistical costs we take care of. But Dignity Health has stepped up to be a medical sponsor. Highway Specialty has stepped up as a sponsor, and Reading Rancheria as well. And so we're very happy to have them on. And just because I brought up Reading Rancheria, they do have some local fun events planned for our area. It's called On Friday, Start Line Social. It's from 8 to 10 downtown. We're closing it all off, and we're putting up TV screens. We have a live DJ. Danny's going to be playing some hype videos that they made for the event. So it's going to be fun. It's kind of where the locals can mix with the athletes and just kind of they can kind of get the heartbeat of the town. So we're excited about that.
Sure. And take a good look at the athletes on Friday and Saturday. Because Sunday they change.
Yeah, burgers for everyone on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, when you finish the triathlon, I mean, if you're really trying, you've aged. Your face has aged 10 years until the next day when you know you've rehydrated. But you come across that if you've been pushing, come across that finish line. It's kind of like, who is that? Not the ones that do it all the time. Okay, this is wonderful news. We're gonna have you back on in July. And probably, again, at the beginning of August. I was just thinking that I'm going to be up in the mountains, but I'll be back on that Sunday. I'll be back by Saturday during that week.
Trying to get back.
Yeah. What?
Trying to get into town, you know.
There's a microphone there.
Trying what? To take. Anyway, this has been really thrilling, guys. Thank you.
It's been thrilling for you two, probably, yeah. That you're going to get out of here alive. probably at the beginning you were wondering. Are they going to close the door on us and stick Buford on us? Hey, no, Tim, great job. Thank you very much for what you've done for our community.
Yeah.
And
exciting.
This, you know, once one hits, who knows what other big events.
Right.
What else is it going to bring?
I'm going to tease that we are in a 3-year contract with them, which renews at the third year if everything goes well, which it should plan to. But for 2028, we will be part of their 50th Ironman anniversary,
Ooh.
Which you know about.
Yeah.
So they said they're going to blow the lid off it. We're going to have special jersey, special badging.
Cool.
The marketing is going to be top notch. So.
You're going to need people to help. And is the word gone out? Because
yeah,
we're going to need a couple thousand volunteers.
ReadingSportsCo.com to sign up as a volunteer. We need 1,000 volunteers, and we're halfway there. Lifeguards, passing out medals, passing out water. Anyone can help as long as you have your own transportation. So high schoolers can help. So we'd love to have you out August 16th, Sunday.
And where do you go to for that?
ReadingSportsCo.com. ReadingSportsCo.
Okay. And trust me, if you've never done it before, you're going to get trained on how to do it.
Yep.
And you're going to love it. I mean, watching those people come by.
Yep.
So, okay. Hey, everybody, have a great day. It's going to be hotter than hell. God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Medical Center.